trip to Union Star tonight for the Mustangs of Tri-County High School. We're going to talk some Tri-County boys basketball here with head coach Dylan Lowry. The Mustangs, they are 1-4. They do have a victory that's back on the 3rd of December, 62-31 against Breckenridge. Osborne, fairly competitive last Friday, lost that one at home, 54-38. Union Star tonight, and then Mercer on Thursday. I assume you guys have a Holiday Hoops game coming up here within the next week, week and a half, right, Coach?
Yes, we do. We have quite a few games lined up here.
When is the Holiday Hoops game?
We have the 20th, and then we have another one on the 30th.
So that's coming up. Who do you have on Friday?
Higbee.
Okay. So we got three games in the next four nights. Boys are going to be busy.
We are. We had a little snow day yesterday, but we're going to hit the ground running with games and really put it all together game time, really.
So it looks like you got a victory against Breckenridge, and then you struggled at North Harrison, really putting the ball in the hoop. And it looks like even though Pattonsburg and Osborne weren't victories per se, Coach, it looked like the boys made some progress in a good direction those two nights at home.
And that's correct. We have had this issue with putting four quarters all together. We kind of had a good first half against North Harrison, Pattonsburg, and then we kind of hit kind of a drought, and then we kind of took a little bit longer to wake up against Osborne. So it's one of those, we are a younger team, and sometimes you have those growing pains, but you see those moments, you see those times where you can really play with the best of them, but being able to get that all game long is something that we're growing, and I think we'll be able to find down the road.
How big of a challenge is it, Coach, when you have a young team that you know that's struggling to get in the win column? When they get in one of those games and they get hit with an 8-0, 10-0 run against them, how difficult is it to get young kids to not go into that mode of here we go again and to be able to fight their way back? Is that kind of the most difficult step when you're youthful?
I think that really is. You don't have that senior leader to just kind of step up and like, okay, let's go, we can and lead them. So that's where you kind of have to motivate and you teach them that it does rest on their shoulders, but being able to trust the team that knowing that you are going to be a good team, but sometimes you have those moments where you have to see the really good things and highlight those.
So with Union Star tonight, Coach, it's a road swing for your basketball team. That's a program that generally they've struggled through the years a little bit, but every once in a while you get one of those small schools like Union Star, they'll kind of rise up and they'll have a really good team. What do they look like as you look at them on film or from what you've heard about them this year, Coach?
I think they are improving. They've had some decent players, and they're playing hard, but I think it's a game that we need to come out ready to go.
If you look at Mercer, Coach, you know, Winston, rightfully so, they've established themselves in the team as the team to beat in the HDC over the last handful of years. But as far as HDC teams that have started the season hot, Mercer is about as high as you can get right now. They're 5-0, and they're playing really good basketball. Thursday would appear to be a challenge for your basketball team.
It will be. It's just one of those. Mercer's always got that mindset, that toughness, but it's a conference school, and we have to know that you have to be able to come out ready to go because it's your conference. You're really repping for your hometown. And it is a tough one. They have some main players you have to focus on, but making sure that we all do our own job is how we're going to take care of that one.
So as we said, you're 1-4, but you do have a victory, and it was a decisive one, 62-31 at Breckenridge back on the 3rd. Just for the psyche of the kids, Coach, because I've been in those shoes where you know, you're trying to figure out how to win, and you're kind of a young person. You're a freshman, you're a sophomore. Every win is a big win, and to win by 31, that had to be a big step for the boys.
Yeah, it's one of those. It gets exciting. You get to see that you can do a lot of things, even if it is varsity level. And yes, it and Breckenridge is down a little bit, but every win is important, especially whenever you're this young, and showing that you can shoot the ball well and you can get some defensive stops are huge.
What time is your game Friday over here at the Ketchum Center, Coach?
I think it's 2:30. It's early afternoon, girls, and we follow right after.
Gotcha. So probably getting out of school a little bit early to come over then.
Well, we already have an early out, so that's one of those. We're able to hop right on the bus and get on over there.
Good planning. I saw your team play a couple of times last year, and I thought, quite frankly, for having a really young team that kind of struggled last year, I thought when you played at the Ketchum Center at Holiday Hoops, those were some of the better performances that you had.
And living this close to the Ketchum Center, the boys get real excited. They can go there on their own time, and we have a young team that wants to get better and that's improving, and so they see that court pretty often, and they are kind of used to it. They don't really have the starting lights there like some teams do, and so they get excited whenever they get to go that close.
Well, Union Star tonight, Mercer on Thursday night, both on the road. Then Friday, mid to late afternoon, match up against Higbee from the Ketchum Community Center. Appreciate the time, Coach. Happy holidays to you, and I will catch up with you again in 2020.
All right, thank you.